91.3 KXCI Tucson. Real people, real radio.
Good afternoon, Tucson. Thanks for joining us today at 91.3 KXCI, Tucson's community radio. This is Aspen Green, and I'm here with my co-host, Kathy Harris. And we're bringing you Broad Perspectives Radio, a program by women, about women, but for everyone. You can learn more on our Broad Perspective Radio page at kxci.org. Today, we are so happy to have with us Melissa Hostin, who is the director of the University of Arizona Center for Recruitment and Retention of Mathematics Teachers, and it's also known as the CRR. I'm very interested in hearing what this program is all about and how it works to help math teachers and students in Tucson. So, Kathy, tell us more about Melissa.
Well, I'm happy to do that, and I'm really happy that Melissa is with us today. As you said, Melissa Hostin is the director of the University of Arizona CRR. She has worked in education for over 25 years and has taught elementary, middle, and high school mathematics in both Tucson and Chandler. She now collaborates with teachers and leaders nationally and internationally to develop mathematics innovation to support student achievement. Melissa led the effort to develop home mathematics programs for Arizona families during the pandemic. She's also led a program to reimagine high school mathematics to focus on workforce development. Melissa's areas of focus include mathematics for girls, yes, and data science for young children. She's a former president of Women in Mathematics Education and is active in Arizona Math Leaders and the Arizona Association of Mathematics Teachers. Wow, Melissa, welcome to Broad Perspectives.
Thank you so much. I'm excited to be here.
Well, we're excited to have you. And, you know, I'm just going to start out with a question that is unrelated to all of this, because we just found this out from you before the program. And that is an amazing volunteer work that you do every summer going to Kenya. Could you tell us a little bit about this real quickly?
Sure. I go to Kenya, but prior to my leaving, I collect donations from people that I know and people in the community. I bring those funds to Kenya, and in country, we go to a wholesaler and we buy female sanitary supplies. And we deliver those to students that are in 7th through 12th grade. And the big reason for that is many of our girls aren't able to access a living wage for a career because they can't finish school. They miss so much school, not having access to clean water and clean sanitary napkins. So if I can deliver these supplies, a year's worth in the end, to each girl, then they can attend school safely, they don't have as many infections, and then they can progress through high school and go on to college.
Wow, I just have to say what a wonderful project this is. And I also want to emphasize, this is totally voluntary on Melissa's part. She funds everything herself. She gets some donations from friends, but this is not some organization. She just does this on her own. She funds herself to go over there to Kenya every summer. And I just think this is amazing. And we just want to say how much we appreciate that. This whole issue of hygiene products is an issue in this country as well as others, but particularly in those more underdeveloped nations. So thank you very much. We have so much to talk about with CRR. So let's get right to it. You are the director of the U of A Center for Recruitment and Retention of Mathematics Teachers, which is so long, we are only going to say CRR from now on. So tell us first, when and why was CRR started?
So the CRR was the brainchild of Dr. Fred Stevenson, a mathematician in the UA math department. He really wanted to connect the university with high school math teachers. So he imagined a collaboration of districts and engaged two retired math teachers, two women, to help build this in 2001. They started out with just two programs, a tutoring program and a new teacher induction program that was just serving high schools and middle schools. We now have so many more programs, and we serve teachers preschool through community college.
I understand that some of the students who decided to be tutors for the students liked it so much that they ended up changing their majors to math. Is that correct?
Yes, it's super exciting. So we expanded this little tutoring program into a very large AmeriCorps program, and it supports every child in Arizona, kinder through 12th grade. And we try to give every child a quality math tutor for free. And so we recruit students from every different degree program at the university. And in the process of helping these kiddos and working in classrooms, they've decided they found their calling and they changed their major. That AmeriCorps program now engages not just university students, but we bring high school seniors in to give them a university experience and help them see themselves as university learners. And we bring in community college and even community members. We look for people who speak different languages, who sign ASL, who have different cultures and experiences, and we all work together to help Arizona children. And then these AmeriCorps members get an education award, like a scholarship, and they can use that to support their continued education.
Wow, that is so fabulous. I have to ask you, I started school in elementary school. I was in the 50s, and there's a lot of people like me, I think, that I have avoided math my whole life. I just couldn't get it. I don't know why. So I'm wondering, what attracted you to CRR and all of this math education stuff that you do? What was the attraction?
Early in my math career, I stumbled upon the CRR because I just felt like I could teach math better. I could be doing things differently. And the co-directors, Ann and Sue, mentored me. They showed me that small changes could create big results.
Okay, and I have to ask a little follow-up question since there are a lot of people like me. So if we had had this back when I went to school, do you think it would have helped me and people like me develop a different attitude about math and be a better student of it?
Yeah, absolutely. There are so many adults out there that don't enjoy math or they don't see themselves as math doers. But I think a big reason is that there's a difference between how you learn and how you were taught. Every teacher needs a robust toolkit. We need to help students discover and explore math visually and physically. And I generally hear people who have your experience say, if I only understood the why. If I could only just picture these abstract things, but I just couldn't relate to it. What we do at the CRR is to really give teachers that robust toolkit so that they can not just teach kids the how, but the why behind it and really connect them to new ways of learning. I used to interview teachers and I would give them one math problem and ask them to show me five different ways to solve the problem. Because if they could do that, then I knew that they could teach in the ways that different children learn.
I think you can generalize this to education in general. There's more than one way to do things. You and I have a mutual friend with dyslexia, and he tells me all the time about how he could not read all through grade school and high school, and just thought that he was not very bright. And in college, he figured out that he reads differently than we are taught to read. And once he figured that out, he was fine, went on to get a PhD. Just generally, there's more than one way to learn things. And I love that attitude that you just talked about. Let's talk about some of the very innovative things that CRR does, and there's a lot of them. As you said, it started with tutors for students and mentors and workshops for new teachers. And it wasn't too long after they started before they started having an annual conference for teachers, which is something that hadn't existed before. And that is still ongoing. Tell us about that conference and when it will be held next.
Absolutely. January 25th is the largest math education event in Arizona, and we host it at the CRR. It's called Mathematics Educator Appreciation Day, or MEED for short. We're going to have over 130 sessions. This is both in person and virtual. We'll bring 600 plus teachers in person. We'll have another 450 online. And it's free to every single teacher who is responsible for teaching math in Arizona. We try to show them gratitude for all that they do all year long by giving them a hot breakfast, by a banquet with a nationally recognized keynote speaker. And then we collect gifts from Arizona business owners and the community to use as giveaways for the teachers. But what's really special about the conference is that these teachers are sharing with each other. We encourage classroom teachers to share their innovative ideas with each other at the conference. And in fact, that's how I got my start. The co-directors encouraged me to come and present my ideas at the MEED conference, and it completely changed the trajectory of my career.
Wow. And another thing I wonder if you would talk about, you mentioned that you have an impact K through 8 program, and that was extended to middle schools. And the purpose of that was to help teachers develop confidence and abilities. Can you talk a little more about that?
Yes, the Impacts program is built on a mentoring model. So we attract teachers into trying new ideas and new ways of teaching through our Saturday workshops. And we have workshops practically every Saturday of the year. And then we offer teachers a summer institute to really dig deep into new ways of teaching and learning. And then we coach them and mentor them as teachers and as leaders at their sites. And eventually, they co-facilitate these Saturday workshops right alongside us. So we're building their confidence and their competence all the way through the program. Eventually, we engage them in being advocates for other teachers and for math education through professional organizations. So we've been able to do this because of donations, especially from the Thomas R. Brown Foundation. And then we recently connected this all the way up through high school, helping entire math departments reimagine math learning due to a short workforce development grant from the city of Tucson and then a follow-up grant from the Marshall Foundation.
That sounds phenomenal. You know, I was a teacher for a very short time, and boy, if I'd had that kind of support, I might still be a teacher today. Well, maybe not today, but I might have done it a lot longer. Okay, well, let's talk a little bit about the impact of COVID, which we all know had a huge impact on students and their education. What did CRR do during that time?
As schools started to shut down, we ramped up our services. We hosted more than 50 workshops in the first 30 days of the pandemic. We really needed to help teachers find new ways to reach students. We kept up that pace, offering a virtual institute before schools reopened to really help teachers imagine how they could reach every student and meet the needs that those students had. We pivoted all of our workshops to hybrid, and we continue to have all hybrid workshops. And then through a partnership with the Arizona Department of Education, we began offering all of our services to teachers in Arizona at no cost. At the same time, we really needed to research the effects of the pandemic on students and students' experiences and connect those to neuroscience so that we could find ways to both understand what was happening and figure out ways to help. We connected this to other disasters that had happened and that had created learning disruptions so we could learn from past events and how those were handled. And then I started writing some articles and speaking nationally as a way to help teachers and schools really adjust to the new realities caused by disrupted learning.
This is so good to hear because we interviewed a couple of teachers and mental health workers, other people during that time when they had to do everything hybrid. And for teachers in particular, I mean, they were all just suddenly one day, you have to figure out how to do this virtually. And it was very difficult for them. So, what great work that you provided. I'm also wondering, did the services during COVID change the way education is handled even now? Because some of the teachers we had said, even though it was very disruptive and they were going a little nuts, they were learning some things that they thought they could use forever, even after they were back in the classroom. Did you find that? What's the experience of CRR in that?
I think you're absolutely right. We all found new ways of doing things that change the ways we do things even today. The CRR created family math menus in Spanish and English, and we started posting problems of the week for each week of the summer, and families still access those today. And they still do math together using only the materials they have around their own home. We also realized students need access to on-level learning, but they also needed ways to learn things that they didn't learn during shutdowns. They needed to finish learning that was left unfinished because of time crunches and limited resources. So we brought together teacher leaders and we worked with them to develop an entire after and summer school curriculum designed to help students overcome these challenges. And we called it Reengaging Aspirational Learners, or Getting Real. We trained schools and teachers for free on this curriculum, and we provide it free due to a generous grant from the APS Foundation. We want to make sure everybody has access to this. Along with those tools, we also recently created a new full-time AmeriCorps position in collaboration with three school districts. And so the AmeriCorps members are pandemic recovery specialists, and they go and work in schools full-time to focus on helping staff and students reconnect with their school community. We just finished the pilot year, and we saw one of the schools move from having the lowest scores in their school district to having the highest scores in their school district. We've seen attendance rates increase, and that's a huge issue after the pandemic. We've seen big changes in students' confidence in themselves. We've seen students' reading and math levels improve in these schools, as well as behaviors improve.
Wow, what great work. I think, though, that this is a good time to do a music break. Aspen, what do you think?
I always think it's a good time to do a music break. You know that. I just wanted to say, though, because I had one daughter who could not pass algebra, she took it 3 times and could not pass it. She really could have used a teacher with a different approach because it looked like she was the failing one. And it's really, she was failed to be taught, as I'm kind of understanding right now.
I had to take algebra twice because I failed it the first time. The second time, I have a math genius older brother who tutored me and I got an A in it. So obviously, I could understand it. I just needed somebody to give me some extra help with it. So that's a testament to how tutoring really, really helps. Thank God for this program. We're so happy about it.
So you chose the song Brave by Sarah Bareilles, and we love her. She's just amazing. Can you tell us why you chose the song for today's show?
I just think it's really important for every woman to just live in that moment of being brave. All of us have these incredible gifts, and we have people in our lives telling us that we're not enough of this or not good enough for that. It takes so much bravery for us to step out of those voices and to really shine. And so that's why I chose this song.
Brave is a song by American singer-songwriter Sarah Bareilles, taken from her fourth studio album, The Blessed Unrest, from 2013. The song was written by Bareilles and Jack Antonoff. Sarah says the story behind her Grammy-nominated hit came from her desire to help a friend who was struggling with coming out. She said, "The queer community has been by my side since day one. Everything I can do to lift up and support and shower you back with love, I am here to do it." In the last decade, the reach of Brave has gone beyond the LGBTQ plus community. In 2013, cancer patients and staff at the University Masonic Children's Hospital recorded a lip-sync video of Brave that went viral. And in 2014, Bareilles joined Cyndi Lauper on the Today Show for a mashup of True Colors and Brave, and the accompanying fundraiser yielded more than $300,000 for pediatric cancer. And in 2016, I think we all remember, First Lady Michelle Obama walked out to Brave at the Democratic National Convention. And currently, Bareilles is partnering with a nonprofit organization called Brave Gowns to bring colorful hospital gowns to children's hospitals across the country. She is amazing and does a lot of charity work. So let's listen to Brave by Sarah Bareilles off the album The Blessed Unrest. 91.3 KXCI Tucson. I'm Aspen Green here with my co-host, Kathy Harris, and we're returning to our interview with Melissa Hostin, who is the director of the University of Arizona Center for Recruitment and Retention of Mathematics Teachers, also known as CRR.
So continuing on here, you've talked about so many things CRR does in terms of mentoring and tutoring and workshops and meetings and all kinds of things. Do you have any stories of lives that have been changed as a result of being in CRR's programs?
Yeah, just last week, I was working with a teacher to redesign her lesson and help her students discover the general form of the equation of a circle. They had never had a single lesson about circles, and yet they were able to work in teams and discover the equation on their own. The teacher was excited, the teens were super proud of what they had accomplished, and the teacher realized that she was doing too much work and thinking for her students. She had already redesigned lessons after this experience and let me know how excited she was about the increased engagement of her students. So that's one example. Another one is I had heard from a mom. I'm sure you guys can relate to this. Her daughter had failed a math class twice, but now she was considering dropping out of school. I connected her daughter with a tutor. So she retook the math class over the summer and sought daily tutoring from our tutor. 2 weeks before the final, the student had so much confidence, she felt like she no longer needed tutoring. She studied on her own for the final, and she ended up getting an A in the class. Moreover, she has a new confidence in her ability to learn math. The mom was in tears and so grateful for the difference that we made in her daughter's life.
Those are great stories. Thank you. And it just shows teachers can make such a huge difference in kids' lives, but sometimes the teachers need to know how to make that difference. And so you kind of cover it all. Those are great stories. Thanks for sharing those. What would you say at CRR are some of the newer, more innovative programs that you're doing now?
Our new program is a collaboration with the University Center for Semiconductor Manufacturing. We're helping the center develop an applied math portion of a career and technical education program for high school students that will prepare them for careers in semiconductor manufacturing. And we're creating this curriculum using gamification so that student teams learn together through Capture the Flag and through case studies the mathematics they need to know for semiconductor manufacturing.
By gamification, you mean playing games. Okay,
Absolutely.
great. Okay.
And on the flip side of that, we also have an innovative program with early childhood classrooms. We're helping 3-year-old, 4-year-old, and kindergarten students explore their world through data science using AI. So these young kiddos learn how to prompt the AI to create a visual for the data that they collected so that they can look at it, they can ask and answer questions, and they can use that data to make decisions about their world.
That's amazing. Who funds CRR, and do you think that there is and will be continuing support for it?
So the reality is, the CRR and its entire staff are funded by grants and donations. So, as the funding for education is decreased, the ability for the CRR to provide services gets more and more difficult. We hope that our services will continue, and we work hard and try to identify funding sources, but we're not sure because of the tenuous future of public education right now.
Okay, so do you accept donations privately from people, and do you need volunteers for this program?
We definitely need volunteers for our Mead conference, for our community game night, and for some of our other community events. And in light of the changing funding situations for education, we welcome and we need any donations possible. These will help us continue our services. And on our website, we have a Donate Now button to help people find ways to donate to us.
Okay, and what is your website?
It is crr.math. .arizona.edu.
Okay, and what are your hopes right now for the future of CRR? Let's say you get all the funding that you want. What do you think they'll be doing there?
My hope is that we expand the pandemic recovery specialist to many more schools. There are a lot of schools who need support and help to recover. But also, I have this vision of having satellite workshops around the state, engaging our network of teacher leaders to reach even more teachers and even more schools.
Okay, if a teacher is listening to this thinking, "Oh, I didn't know about this program. How do I get involved?" What would you recommend that they do?
We're committed to making it as easy as possible. Go to our website. Click on the events tab or click on the tutoring tab, and you can immediately start attending and engaging in our support.
Okay, and once more, give the website just so that everybody knows how to get you.
You bet. crr.math.arizona.edu.
Okay, well, Melissa Hosen, thank you so much for being here today. And thank you for all the work you do, both in your regular job and your other volunteer jobs. It's totally amazing. This is another amazing Tucson woman that we have to present to you today.
Thank you so much, Kathy and Aspen. I had a great time speaking with you today.
I'd say she's a superhero. And yes, we have come to the close of today's show. Thank you, Melissa Hostin, the director of the University of Arizona Center for Recruitment and Retention of Mathematics Teachers, also known as CRR, and what you do as a mathematics educator and to elevate the work and success of math teachers and the confidence of students. And thank you all out there for being with us today. This is Aspen Green here with Kathy Harris on Broad Perspectives Radio. You can learn more on our Broad Perspectives Radio page at kxci.org. Stick around now because next up we have Boom Goddess Radio with Jennifer Davis Page. Enjoy your Sunday and we'll see you next week.